What is going on, everybody? Happy Sunday morning. Hope you're waking up and excited to live the best day of your life, because every day you get to wake up is, in fact, an amazing day. Just remind yourself to see that, and to see gratitude in the fact that you do get to wake up, and that we are blessed, especially that we live in America, and that we just have so many opportunities and so fortunate. And just always remember to look for the positives, look always for the gratitude, and man, just start your day off just so much better when looking for all the positives. With that being said, I'm actually sitting in my mom's house right now. Came here to help her do a little remodeling on her new rental property that she got. She's getting ready to list it, and we're super excited about that. But it's got me thinking a lot as I start to reflect on my childhood and start to think about how the divorce of my parents, how it really affected me. And up until this point, it actually, like, it's made my relationship with my mom, like, it's gone through so many ups and downs. If I were to chart it, it would look just like the stock market or real estate market. Like, there's some peaks and some valleys, there's some crashes, there's some highs, and ultimately, it's just understanding, like, what those peaks and valleys meant. And man, it's one of the things I'm most grateful for is my mom, and honestly, our peaks and valleys and going through the process of divorce, it's been like one of the best things that's ever happened to me. So before I kind of describe a little bit about why that is, if you're new here, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm a business owner, fitness professional, transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through this little thing we call health and fitness. I'm a real estate investor, a husband, a father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. And so, like I said, my parents got divorced when I was an eighth grader, like seventh grade, so I'm going to eighth grade. And at that point, we were in the process of building a house. Actually, we had just finished building a house. So we had spent the last, you know, year and a half literally living inside our camper and inside the garage to the house while we were actually building this house. And so my parents bought this house. It was like, I remember walking in there and there was like mouse shit everywhere. It was disgusting, disgusting. And they're like, oh, this is perfect, right? They got it. They obviously got a good deal on it. They fixed it up. It was like a little, you know, single level, you know, I think it was like a two bedroom, you know, one bathroom house, and then we turned it into like a three bedroom, four bedroom house. It was huge. It was beautiful. It was our dream house, right? And we literally just got this house built, and I remember the whole situation where it was is we're outside. My dad was sitting on the porch. I remember him being on the phone call or on the phone, and I asked him. My mom was at a dinner conference that weekend. So it was me, my brother, my dad. We're sitting there. He's on the porch, and he's like, "Your mom's not coming home." I was like, "What? Why not?" He's like, I don't know, she's just staying in Helena. It was in Helena. And I was like, that's really weird, right? And I was like, that was like the first moment that I realized anything was even like happening, right? And then literally like almost overnight, she just didn't come home for a couple days. And just then we come to find out that they were separating, right? That she wasn't happy. I was like, I had no idea what was happening. And then over the course of the next like month and a half, my dad was sleeping on the couch, mom was sleeping upstairs. So it just came really awkward and got to the point where I realized like this thing was just not going to get reconciled. And I ended up moving out. Like, me and my dad ended up moving out before the end of summer. We went and lived in this little trailer house in Sun River. And it was just crazy how fast and how surreal everything was. Like we just got done building this dream house. We literally spent, literally last, like I said, a year and a half, like, living in a camper, living in a garage. Like, it was really weird as a eight-year-old, or as an eighth grader, you know, as an eighth grader having to, like, live in this camper with your mom, like going through puberty. Like, every single morning I remember waking up, like, not to get too, you know, to detail, but as you're a growing young man, like, you wake up with morning wood, as I call it, right? And I had to walk by my mom every single morning. It was super awkward, right? Just like couldn't control it. But like, these are the type of things, like, and the sacrifices you make in order to have the nice things, right? And all of a sudden we had it, and then boom, it was taken away like almost overnight. So like a huge transition. I just got really pissed off, really angry. I was like really mad at my mom, because at that point I blamed her for the whole situation, because she was the one who initiated it, right? And so that I only had one perspective. And so I just really pissed my mom. Like, didn't talk to my mom for a long time. Got really mad at, she ended up getting a new boyfriend, who ended up becoming her husband. And I like didn't want to talk with him, hated him at that moment in my life. And it just became like, I just had a lot of anger and resentment, and it showed, right? And I ended up expressing that, through sports, through my attitude, getting kicked out to watch basketball games, punching holes in the walls, just getting a lot of trouble, getting fights, things like that. And this, you know, this progressed over the course into high school, to the point where I was going to anger therapy, just super mad all the time, just super frustrated, couldn't control my emotions, control my anger. Anyway, and this kind of led to, and I'll fast forward a little bit here. And really, what I realized this whole experience was that I use that as a real negative experience. I use it always as a blame, and I use it as the excuses why I wasn't where I wanted to be, or that, I had a lot of deep rooted insecurities around that whole thing, around trust, and really believing not only in other people but in myself as well, or the thing that like having unworthiness, because a lot of that I blamed, like, oh, I must not be good enough for my parents to stay together, and I really took it personal, and all those things just aren't true, right? And the trust issues of like not being able to trust people, there's a lot of things that I had to that it took me a long time to actually get to the point where I could actually forgive my mom for this whole situation, because ultimately, like, I held her responsible for it, and I realized that like by holding her responsible for it, it took away my power to actually see the good in it, and to see it from her point of view, and to see it from my dad's point of view, and truthfully, to be able to see from my point of view, like, what can I take from this? What can I turn into the lesson? What's the lesson? There's always a lesson. And man, as soon as I did that, it became really powerful. All of a sudden, this divorce became the best thing that's ever happened to me. And you know why it is? Because now I'm in a situation with my wife, where I met her, and she already had a kid from a previous marriage, who was 4 years old at the time. And you know what? Because I went through this whole experience, and I had to what I consider like learn the hard way, learn the hard lesson. How we're able to parent her has been amazing, right? It has taught me what I needed to do with her to make sure that me and her are on the same page, that me and my wife now are on the same page, and now we have a 2-year-old. And like how to teach her how we want her to respond, how to react, and how to basically combine our families so we're super strong, right? And I think that's been the benefit of going through divorce, is like having different step parents, having different people come in our lives, really taught me a lot about like how I felt during those situations, and allowed me to basically create a good system for our oldest daughter, and then our youngest daughter, and having combined our family so it's super strong, super powerful, and we're all on the same team. That's been the biggest benefit, and I'm super grateful for that, because without that, I wouldn't have had the experience. I wouldn't have the scars to create a strong relationship that we have now with our oldest, and our youngest, and my wife, and be able to combine these things to create a synonymous relationship with all of us. And so that's what I'm super blessed for, and super blessed for my mom. We are now, I say right now we're actually the closest I've ever been, and it's because I've let go of this burden of the pain on her, and I've taken responsibility for it, and I've turned into a blessing. And that's why our relationship now, 16 years later, probably longer than that, almost 20 years later, is so much stronger and continues to grow. And now it's kind of funny because like I'm able to teach her things, and she's able to watch me and see what I'm doing and like get inspired by it, and that really inspires me. She just quit her job, she's going the entrepreneur route, and just like things that she would never have done in the past is like it just inspires me, gets me all excited to help turn it back around and be someone who's like who guides her and honestly helps bring our relationship closer together, which is really what life is all about. It's about relationships. Like, as much as I love real estate, as much as I love fitness, the biggest asset is people, right? And people are your biggest asset. And the people, because what people have, number one, is like people have your money, people have the things that you want, but most importantly, people is actually what gives you fulfillment and being able to make those connections with people and being able to serve people. Like, that's actually what true fulfillment is through service and through connection. And once I realize that, it's like, okay, it becomes really clear on what I need to do. I just need to connect with more people, right? And it needs to start with the people who are the closest to me, so then I can start learning how to connect with people outside of my circle and continue to spider that out. So anyway, that's a message for you too. So if you've gone through divorce, or you've had those situations, like you probably have none of those experiences, having step parents, having to go to mom's and dad's house, being able to play the games back and forth, like, well, mom said I could, dad said I couldn't, all these type of things. And I'm actually forever grateful for those experiences, because I'm able to relate to my 11-year-old at a level that even her mom can't relate to her at, although like her mom, my wife, has gone through divorce as well, it was just different, right? And so me and my 11-year-old, like, we're very similar in our personalities and in our situations, and because of that, we're able to actually connect on a level that like nobody else could. And and it's super cool, because ultimately she knows, and I have something that her mom doesn't, is her mom loves her because she birthed her, and I love her because I choose to love her. And that's really powerful as well. And so that's something that I learned and something I really honed onto with her, is that it's my choice, right? And that's super powerful. And there's, again, I obviously have Cope and I have Lainey. I have my 11-year-old, 2-year-old, and there's while there's lots of similarities in the love between the two of them, there's also lots of differences as well. And I think that each are unique and each are really powerful in their own respect. And again, if I wouldn't have gone through that divorce process as a kid, I would not have had the wouldn't have the experience. I wouldn't have the knowledge information that I have now to be able to pass to able to actually represent that love and showcase that love in the way that I want to. So anyway, that's much for today. Is if you have those experiences, if you have some rough lives, whether it's divorce, whether it's something else in your life, like take responsibility for it, own it, and understand that like it can always be a positive. What's the lesson? What can be learned? How can you take this and use it? And when you have that mentality, all of a sudden it becomes really freeing. You let go of the pain, you let go of the hate, let go of like the blaming, and you know, you just become at peace. You become grateful for it, and you find the positive in it. Because ultimately, like it's your choice whether you're gonna find the negative or find the positive. So, like, which ones are gonna serve you? Which ones are gonna make you happy? Which ones going to actually gonna help you propel you and grow you? Is it gonna be the negative stuff or is it gonna be the positive stuff? So that's why finding gratitude in all situations is super important. So anyway, that's much for today. Hopefully that resonates with you. If it did, please let me know. Like, comment, share, all the good stuff. Happy Sunday. My name is William Manzanares. I'm out. Bye.